Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Oh, just living the dream. Don't you know how that is?
Well, yeah, buddy.
Almost like being a Cowboys fan.
That's some sort of nightmare right now, my friend. I'll let you know that much. Oh, terrible, terrible nightmare. But hey, you know what? Now I'm embracing it. So it's all about the L's now. Let's rack up those losses and let's get a high draft pick.
Well, there's an
See
argument.
if you guys aren't too careful, you're going to be sitting at 19th or 20th pick and just miss out on the playoffs. It'll just be a lose-lose all the way around.
Yeah, we can't get out of our own way. Might as well just screw ourselves righteous. Yeah, Miami looked pretty good yesterday, but again, it was Raiders, so.
Well, I you know what? I really think you guys can make a run at this thing.
That's like I told Barson, you want to play against? Because we're second in the AFC East. She went, you're kidding me. We are 5 games difference, but still, it's the Bills, then there's everybody else in our division. So
right. Well, you guys are sitting, just a game or two out from the last wild card spot right now?
Yeah, you may be right. I hadn't even looked at it.
That's not too bad.
Until Miami gets to, where we are, 4-6 now. Is that our record, 4-6?
4-6, yeah. So you get to 500,
Until
then
we
you start.
Yeah, if we get to 6-6 or 7-7, then I'll start contemplating this because there's at least 3 games on the schedule going to be tough, super tough. So, and again, Miami has a propensity to play well against teams that are worse than them, but, we don't like to show up against teams that are competitive.
Right.
So, we'll see. What do you mean I'm going to lose this week in fantasy?
You're going to lose this
week? Yeah, my juggernaut ran into a bus off.
Really? Who'd you run into?
Barber.
Your wife? I was
going
to say.
I only have 2 losses going into this weekend. One was to my daughter-in-law, Skylar, and the other one was to Barbara. And I'm going to lose to Barbara again, and it wasn't because she just kicked my butt. It's because all my players that normally give me 15 or better all decided to show up with 6.
Well, that's
my quarterback got me 6.3.
Well, what are you doing starting Russell Wilson against the Ravens? That's a tough draw right there.
The Ravens' pass defense was ranked 31st.
Yeah, you know how those games go, though. They're bug fest.
And the week before, Burrow lit the back end of that defense up something fierce.
Yeah, well, I guess you have an argument there.
And I had Geno playing 49ers, which Geno was slated to do less points than Russell was. From all the talking heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. I was just like, I was in a no-win situation. Of course, Geno went off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough draw.
And then, Kamara decided to lay down on me, didn't give me points. And I had one other person just, bunk me for 2.6. And it was just like, I'm like, of course, but the only time my players just absolutely just abandon me is it seems like every time I play Barber. And so I'm like, well, good God, I hope she doesn't get in the playoffs because I don't know how to play against her if I'm not careful.
She's got your number, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But, like I said, I'll go rolling in there with this, I'm pretty much guaranteed a spot in the playoffs right now.
Oh, yeah, you're a lock.
But I'm like, it doesn't do it. Like I said, I've been in the playoffs last 3 years. I mean, every year we've played, I've been in the playoffs. Been in championship game twice. Lost both times.
Wow.
I'm turning into the Buffalo Bills.
I was going to say, you took the words out of my mouth. You're turning into the Bills.
So, what do you
good
do,
old
right?
Buffalo Billies.
That's right. Oh, well, what do you do, right? Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the Battle of Texas, how that goes tonight.
Oh gosh, I know how it's gonna go. Texans, I mean, the Texans have lost two in a row, Eddie. You know they're chomping at the bit for a game like this. You've got a, you know, an opponent that's been struggling. They're gonna go in there, D'Amico Ryan's defense. They'll shut down Cooper Rush. I'm saying 27-13.
Yeah. The only way I have a shot at Barber is if like Mixon goes off for like 37 points for me.
Hey, you never know. Two
Yeah,
touchdowns, 150 yards, get a few catches, you're there.
and then I'm gonna need a little help with, of course, I have the kicker Fairbairn, so
Oh, and you have the kicker?
yeah. But I need like 700 points to catch up to her. It's not that bad, but damn, might as well be. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Let me see.
good old
I
Slim
mean,
Jim
you
over there.
suck.
Good old Slim Jim over
We're
there
like,
freaking took it to me last or this past week.
you pretty much suck. Barr's like, is he even trying? Is it because there's no money in this league? He's not even trying. I said, I don't know.
I know. That's the sad thing.
I don't know what he's doing. She's got Nico Collins playing tonight.
Oh, you're done then.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, if she, I thought she didn't have anybody going. Yeah, she's got Nico. You're not gonna be able to make up the difference. Nico and
Yeah, she's
Mixon are pretty
projected to
much
100.
Nico and Mixon are a wash, basically.
Yeah, she's projected to 152. I'm projected to 119.
Oh gosh, yeah, you'd need Nico to pull his hamstring again first play of the game, and then have Mixon, score
Yeah,
30
I
points.
know. I get it.
Well, that's all right. It's regular season.
Well, like I said, I'm creeping into the playoffs. It don't matter. So go from there. It's all I can do.
Yeah, you and Barbara have a
But
strong matchup, and then, oh, geez. Skylar there, she's about to win, so she'll be 6-5. Same with Scott, he's 8-3. There you go. Those are your four playoff teams.
yeah, two girls and two boys.
Yeah.
I
Oh
get it.
no. I think your what is it? Your brother-in-law, Greg.
Oh yeah.
He's
So it's gonna
seven
come down
and
to
three. Okay, so
Skylar.
hit. Yeah, I was gonna say it'll come down to those two for that last spot.
I think you just got officially eliminated this week.
Pretty much, yeah. With my eighth loss, that'll do it. Yep.
Yeah, 'cause yeah. I think Mona, you, and Connor just got eliminated. I think Whitney's pretty much smoked too, if I had to bet.
Yeah, I think it's down to five teams, four
Well,
spots.
if Whitney, actually, Whitney won this week, so she's got a sliver of hope, because she'll end up being 5-6 after this week.
She'll have to win out, yeah.
Yeah, she has a sliver of hope. But I think you, Connor, and Mona are smoked.
Embarrassing. That is embarrassing. If you only saw what I
Hold
was
on one
doing in some
sec.
of the other leagues.
Just as bad, probably.
No,
Hold on real
no.
quick. Hold on real quick. Yo. Okay. I would just do a simple seasoning and then let the dressing be yours. Sorry, Tom.
No worries.
Tom.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
So you're doing better in your other leagues, I hope?
I am. Yeah, I'm actually doing pretty well. My one main league, I'm in third, and after this week, it looks like I'm going to get back into second place, and that's out of 12 teams. And then in my other league, I'm sitting in fourth out of 10, which top six make the playoffs there. And then my third and final league, I'm in third out of 10, but I'm losing this week. I'm going to drop back to fourth out of 10. So I'm playoff bound in every other league. You guys just
You
took
just
it to
can't
me.
compete.
I guess I don't know.
Just think, I'd be winning. I'd be beating you in your other leagues.
You may not have the same players.
That's okay. I would have picked what was best available and still whooped your ass. See, I get bragging rights on that until otherwise notified. You know what I'm saying?
I'll give it to you. Respect is there.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. You have a good team.
Yeah, until I play Barbara. They don't know what it is. She shows up and they all decide to take the weekend off. Oh, well.
Gotta throw the wife a bone every now and again.
Not the type I'm looking for, but I hear you.
So what else is going
on?
You're learning
that trick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But what used to be a frequent event happens infrequently now.
You know?
Like I know it. I'm like married.
Like a full moon every so often, you know?
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, it's like I like to tell them, I said, just remember, guys, prostitution is alive and well. It's called marriage. It's going to cost you every time.
You're so right. I've heard you say that one before, Eddie. You're spot on.
and the women hate it when you say that. Now, I said that one time. Caitlin looked at me. I'm like, seriously? Seriously, think about it. He wants something. You want something. You let him have it so he can have what he wants. Am I right? You know, you're like, because you get what you want at the end of the day. And it usually costs us a hell of a lot more than what we get out of it. She yeah. kind of looked at me and said, you're not wrong.
Yeah, that's
like, I know I'm not wrong. It is. It's just, we just have a hard time understanding it. We're not real bright when it comes right down to it.
Well, you're in the business of those husbands having to get something that they, you know, that wife might want. So that's good.
Yeah. I hear it. Well, you know, it's like, well, you got a new bass boat. You got a damn razor. You got, well, then you come on in and get your own shit too, darling.
Yeah, right.
You know, so.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot more about that nowadays.
Do what?
We're hearing a lot more of that nowadays, you know, just the women self-purchasing.
Oh, that's been going on for a while now.
Right.
That's been going on for a little while now. But, you know, it's still, hey, you look at the politics of the world right now, is it really? Women are not allowed to do that without the men's permission anymore.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. So we won't go there because we don't want to get into that. I might actually not like you if you're not careful. But no, it's all nothing crazy when it comes to that. Speaking of purchasers, Emerald Cut. One carat.
One, okay.
You know, a VS1, you know, FG color, something like that. Something that's got a good shape
to
it.
Like, right, okay. Let's see here. I have a 1 carat GVS1, Eddie. That's a nice shape. It's 6.75 by 4.8 millimeters.
Okay.
X on the polish and symmetry, no fluorescence. This is $38.50.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're punching my budget.
Where do you want to be?
I don't know that can be much more than $3,500.
35? Okay.
Yeah. 35, maybe 3,600 a carat max. I still got to put it in the mounting. Three-quarter carat's going to be, what, about a half millimeter shorter?
Three-quarter carat, yeah, about a half millimeter shorter. Let me see what else I have here. Well, you know what? Look here. I've got a 105, Eddie. G-Color VVS1. That's GIA graded. For $3,200 a carat. $3,360 net price.
So it's got fluorescence. Is that what you're telling me? Because
you didn't say that. No, it does. Well, it has slight fluorescence. Excellent polish. Excellent symmetry. And it measures 6.58 by 4.84.
A little shorter.
So not quite as long as that other one, but not, I mean, it's not like it's 6.2 millimeters either. Yeah, it's still a really 6.5 nice shape.
6.5 by 4.8, is that what you said?
I'll call it 6.6. Yeah, 1.36 to 1 ratio comes out to be.
Yeah, I'm not fond of those as a rule. That's why it's inexpensive. You know what I mean? Most people want a little more length ratio on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, 1.36 isn't bad. It's not, you know, not going to look square by any means. I mean, you're still well into the rectangular portion.
Well, it's too short. Ratios are too short. Moving on. What else you got?
Okay. Let me see here.
No, I have to have it today. My customer's not going to be able to get in to see me before probably Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Okay.
So I'm looking to get in a couple stones, maybe throw a nice three-quarter in there to give them an option from a price point standpoint. Kind of like that first carat you told me about, the VS1G that was double X, good ratios, the whole deal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to go to the three-quarter carat, truth be told, because really this guy needs a carat and a half, but he doesn't have a budget for a carat and a half. I'm trying to keep it from rolling into lab.
Gotcha. Well, I have a 91 pointer that's an HVS1 GIA that spreads nice. This is 6.4 by 4.5 millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
So a little over 1:4 to 1 ratio. This is 2389 for the diamond.
Okay. Put me a care package together of two or three stones and get them to me later this week.
Sure.
And the reason I want them later this week is because I don't want the clock to start so I can take my discount.
Okay.
No point in them sitting here for a week knowing my customer's not going to be here before Monday of next week.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Sure. But this also gives you an opportunity to see what's out there and see if you can wrangle something up.
All right. So top end, you're saying like 36-ish, 35, 36?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you guys don't give me a hell of a deal on that first one and make it 36, then we can talk.
I'll see.
I mean, if it's been sitting there a while and y'all looking to get rid of it, you know what I mean?
Right, but, I hear you.
I know the answer, but you know, it's kind of like going out on a date. If you don't lean in for the kiss, you'll never get one,
you're
right?
You're not getting it.
That's right. You don't know until you know, right? So
I wasn't leaning back on that one, Eddie.
Don't know what you're missing, big boy. Like I said, I'm just trying to do my due diligence. Customers in here Saturday, but I know I won't get them back in here for a week. But I just want to make sure I can grab some stones and get them in here. Like I said, if I get them in here late this week, therefore my clock's not started unless y'all going to extend my clock.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to be fair to you, too.
Yeah, I'll I'll put together something here in a few days and see what other options we have to offer.
Okay. You gonna give me a call Thursday, I reckon, or you gonna let me know, I should say.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Wednesday, I'm not working Wednesday, but you know, if you decide to do something, then you can always just let me know myself.
Okay. All right.
I mean, no worries. Okay. I got to follow up with you. You got this taken care of.
I've got it taken care of, buddy. I will follow up with you and let you know what's headed your way.
Most appreciated, young buck.
You got
Most appreciated. So what's going to happen with your coach and your team, you think? I think McCarthy's gone.
I think he's got to be gone, right? I mean, too much pressure from the outside as well. Forget about just Jerry himself.
Well, I think it's just ridiculous considering
not that Jerry,
how well...
Not that Jerry listens to the media and whatnot, but you know what I mean? I mean, everybody's calling for him to be gone. How could Jerry possibly keep him, you know, and re-sign him?
Well, I don't understand. Is McCarthy's won 12 games 2 years in a row.
3 years in a row.
Oh, has it been three?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it just seems stupid. Well, you know, what's different in those 3 years versus now?
Well,
what's different?
Injury.
The money that Jerry's... Well, one injury, but the money that Jerry's committed to certain players, letting good players go, that's not McCarthy's fault.
Right.
It's Jerry's fault.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, by the way, your defensive coordinator that you all wanted to trash at the end of last year is doing what in Washington?
Who wanted to trash
him? People were trashing Quinn last year because the defense faltered.
Really?
Well, there was a little grumbling. Yeah.
I know, everybody was high on him. But we were begging for him to stay.
Right. Well, so you lost your DC, so who'd you hire to bring in to take his place?
And that had a lot
Zimmer.
Right, old man Zimmer. Well, that has a lot of it right there. When you say what changed, there's your answer right there.
And then you look at your offensive coordinator role. It was Kellen Moore. Last year, I think, was the first year that McCarthy took play calling back. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it last year?
Right, last year, yep.
I don't think he changed from last year to this year in his play calling ability. But the tools he has to work with are less than he had last year.
Well,
I mean,
sure.
You let your running... You let your run the one running back you had that was any good go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Was it Pollard?
Like you said, Pollard. That falls back on Jerry.
Right. So the reason the team is where it's sitting at is because they didn't want to sign certain players or certain people to reprise their roles from previous years because they put their money because of the way they've got their damn cap situation set up. Dak had them over a barrel. Some ways you can blame Dak, but you can't because Dak's getting what he feels like he should be getting. But he put the team in a bad position by the way things were handled. And that's on both of them, not just one or the other. But that's on both of them, but probably more on Jerry than on Dak. But again, Dak's getting overpaid. Sorry, I'll say it. Dak's getting overpaid.
I agree. But you know what? In 2 years, he won't be getting overpaid because there'll be eight other guys that'll be getting more than him.
Well, absolutely. I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, Tua signs his contract and doesn't make it a game and a half. Hello. And what baffled me is they did not put an injury clause in. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, really. Wow. Especially with a guy that had previous concussion issues? And, wow, that's crazy.
Right. Right. So who's that on, you know? I'm like, you guys are a bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way those things are set up, though, I'm sure those teams are insured for players are not available.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's an insurance payout somehow in some of those situations, I would think. But who knows? Maybe not. But, yeah, I mean, the team is, you know, I'm not a massive McCarthy fan, so don't think I'm defending him because I think you all are stupid for letting him go or getting rid of him, putting someone else in there. I'm just like, what has he done wrong? He won 3 years in a row at 12 games. I guess the problem is he won 3 years in a row at 12 games. He should have been deeper in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of teams that you could say that about that are good teams get into playoffs and they just can't go. I mean, for whatever the reasoning is, that's just the way it is. And we're going to get rid of McCarthy and bring Belichick in?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to draft Shador and bring his dad to you. Is that what it is?
I'll tell you what, Eddie. I would totally get on board for Deion on the sidelines. Look what he's done in just a matter of 2 years with Colorado. And what he did in Jackson State. I mean, the guy is a proven motivator.
Why not? Yes, he's a proven motivator. No, he's a proven motivator, and he's been given carte blanche to do whatever he wants the way he wants. The administration
You're telling me that Jerry couldn't get persuaded by Deion out of all the coaches he's ever had.
No.
Oh,
no.
I'm telling you, Deion would press different buttons.
No. I mean, they have history. You know, come on now. No. You don't know what kind of history they had when Deion was a player.
Oh, Deion could do whatever he wanted.
He went wherever he wanted. He jumped. He abandoned Jerry, or Jerry abandoned him. Somebody abandoned somebody over money somewhere in that process. Yeah, went from Dallas to the 49ers, back to Dallas, I swear.
No. He left Dallas after 4 years, maybe, and I think he came from the 49ers.
Oh, okay.
We stole him from San Fran. And then he ended up, then it was towards the end of his career. I believe he may have went to Washington after Dallas, I want to say.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. You just don't know.
You know that Deion would make some. And I mean, talk about headlines. Talk about being in the front page every single day. There's your coach right there.
Well, and America's
Jerry,
team.
Jerry,
sure,
yes,
I get it.
Well, and Jerry wants to be on the front page all day, every day. So you know, Deion is your head coach.
Man.
Does that?
But realistically, let's take Deion off the board. He's committed to Colorado. All those guys are committed in season. You know how that is.
Right.
He's committed to Colorado. He ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
Not for now.
He's trying to figure out how to get his son and Hunter to end on the same team. He's trying to figure out how to make that work.
Right.
So, he's going to pull an Eli. You know, I wonder how you can pull an Eli on both of those and get those two on the same team. But that's another conversation. But if anybody's going to do it, right? but, you know, so there you go. But. So take that whole shit show off the table. I mean, who are you going to go for? It's going to be a young up-and-comer, which Jerry's not real good with because he just runs over them. You would have thought Mike McCarthy had enough backbone with his credentials. Not really. You know? I mean, you may want a Super Bowl and you may be a good coach, but you're not a billionaire.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Jerry is. But, you know, who are you going to grab? I mean, what's the word on the street? You're the cowboy aficionado. I don't listen to all those details. I just listen to the headline.
Right. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, there hasn't been too much talk inside the Star there because Jerry's saying that they're focused on right now. So,
well, it's not like he can do much right now. So.
Right. I mean, I'm seeing the same rumors that you're seeing. I mean, Deion, Belichick, you know, I mean, those are obviously the big names out there that aren't even, you know, technically available. But looks like
right.
Belichick wants to get back into coaching. So I can see him getting back in, not
yeah,
necessarily
I just
with Dallas at all. I don't think that would be a good fit.
I think Belichick may go to New York.
I think so, too. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards is he has that reunion with the Jets. Or you're thinking Giants?
Yeah, I'm thinking Giants.
Oh, you're thinking Giants. Okay. I was thinking Jets.
Because he actually did. Well, he had. How long was he in the Jets?
Like a day.
That's right. I don't think that's a reunion that's going to happen. I could see. That's the reason I said Giants. I think the Giants is a reunion he could have because
of Parcells. He had a good relationship when he was their defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's where I mean, I think Dayball's about worn his welcome out.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told, I wouldn't be surprised at Dayball being gone. If Dayball's gone and you bring in, and they're used to, and you know, they're used to each other. I mean, the Mara family may allow him. He's going to have to get somewhere where he can have a lot of the say as to what happens. Kind of like Bill Parcells says, you know, I'm going to fix the dinner, let me go shop for the groceries.
Right.
I know I paraphrased that a little bit, but pretty much the same meaning.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and that's kind of Parcells' push for that whole approach. And Belichick had that in New England. But I think it took Wallace to get that point in New England.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the more he control he had in New England, the less the team became.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of what made that team what they were was those early years. You know, there was a lot of, you know, Scott Pioli and all these GMs and all that. You know, they had a lot of that effect.
He wasn't on that side of the organization as much.
Not right. He got to have an opinion, but he didn't get to make the choices.
He was focused.
So when he started became the GM in essence. I don't know that, you know, their drafts were that super fantastic those last couple of years. Hence the reason he lost his job in New England, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the reason he lost Brady.
Because
he couldn't surround Brady with the people he needed to. But you better watch out. Brady may whisper in old Bill's ear and says, come to Vegas, baby.
That'd be something.
Because, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, Brady was saying some kind things about old Belichick, remember?
What was he saying about him?
I don't know, there was something about, you know, his, a question came up about, you know, where Brady was, and he said, you know, I had a lot of great coaches, one of the best, if not the best, being Belichick. He did a lot to make me the player and champion that I am. He gave accolades to Belichick.
Well,
he gave
him high
credit,
praise.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
Well, he'll be back in one form or another. I'm convinced of that. He's not done.
Well,
yeah,
but
that is highly unlikely. That would not be a match made.
I mean, I still think it's a headline grabber.
Yeah,
America's team with the greatest coach of all time. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but
to
your point, Belichick's not going to want to relinquish any of what he feels as though responsibilities that he can actually take on. That Jerry won't want to give up.
I don't know. My opinion is give Belichick personnel and just let him do what he does best, and that is make the personnel the best that they are. Mm-hmm. I think that's his secret sauce. Picking players. Yeah. I'm not saying he can't pick a player here and there. Like, we all can, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I think that would be a Belichick Jimmy Johnson type comparable.
Right. Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's a good comparison.
That's the reason Jimmy Johnson got out. Him and Jerry couldn't see eye to eye on who was responsible for the success of the
right.
team.
Right. That was all about who was actually giving credit. You know, where the credit was due.
Yeah. There was serious ego issues going on there.
Yeah, big pissing match right there.
You ain't kidding, but no, man. It's going, I don't know. Just, like I said, I'm not defending McCarthy because I think he's a great coach and blah, 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 blah. It's just a shame to have, you know, over 3 years you win 36 games and you have a year that you're suffering through injuries and loss of personnel and you weren't giving personnel to upgrade with to replace it. How that falls at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
The nature of the NFL today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that for the most part. I'm not a McCarthy hater by any means. Do I think there's better out there? Probably, but I don't feel as though he deserves to lose his job because of this season either.
If you ain't careful, you're going to have him again next year.
No, I didn't say I wanted him either. So I guess therein lies the rub. I guess the odds are he won't be around next year. You're right. Back, you know what? Gun to my head, Eddie, I would say Deion freaking Sanders. That's who I want. That would be exciting. I feel as though, I mean, with the league is getting younger and younger, he can handle these 20-something guys in a locker room. And I get it. They get paid millions. It's different from college. But if there's a guy that can, there's a guy that can do it. I have faith in Deion. That would be fun.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. Here in the next 4 years, I'm of the belief that you're gonna see a lot of college coaches moving to the NFL. Because the NIL is going to prepare these head coaches in how to deal with professional players. Because college kids are professional players now.
Sure.
Or semi-professional. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the biggest problems you have with college coaches, you know, Urban Meyer, for instance. Mm-hmm. He was king of the locker room. What he said was gospel. You did what he wanted. If you didn't, you didn't play. Okay? And that's actually the old school of the NFL. Don Shula, when he was, that he was king of the locker room. You didn't do what I tell you to do. You weren't here tomorrow. I don't care who you are. You're no bigger than we are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how college and that's how early NFL was set up. Free agency and NFL changed that dynamic. One of the big reasons Don Shula lost sway in the caliber of his teams was free agency, and it was the big reason because he couldn't control the locker room anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that manner. Chuck Noll had the same problem, free agency. Landry had the same problem because they came up in an era where they were the final voice. I don't care who you are as a player. We have two more of you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Teams were built better. They were deeper. You know, your backup would be a starter for half the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just had depth. Because it was basically indentured servitude there in many respects. Once the players got power and money and you know, they had the ability to move from team to team on their accord, because there until the 70s, players were not allowed to move from team to team.
Right.
Team that drafted you owned your rights unless they traded you. Got to the end of the contract, if you didn't sign, you sat. You weren't allowed to play anywhere else because that team still owned your rights.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. If we put a contract on the table and you refused to sign it, you sat. Now, if I told you we didn't want you anymore and we cut you loose, then you could pick up somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I gotcha.
But you know, like today... Once you get to your final year and I write you a contract and you say no, you could get other teams to bid for your services and then you could pick the team you wanted to go to. You couldn't do that before. So it took the power out of that head coaching job. And now these coaches are making, in some cases, these coaches are making $10 million a year. You got the quarterback of your team making 52. Who are the players listening to?
Right, exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, you as a head coach make what a second string lineman makes.
Well, and forget what the other players on the team are who they're listening to. The owner themselves, they have more money tied up in their quarterback than they do their coach. They're going to let their coach golf, too.
Correct. But then all these damn guaranteed contracts, I signed you to a 5-year contract, I'm going to pay you $100 million, a.k.a. the Raiders, over 5 years, cut you loose, still on the hook, I still got to pay you $100 million because the contract's fully guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Russell Wilson. He's playing in Pittsburgh right now on a $1 million contract.
What a steal. Yeah.
Because he's getting paid from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I have a hard time with these guaranteed contracts. I think if you start the year with a team, you should get paid for the year, especially if you get injured. You know what I'm saying? Or if the team decides to put you on the bench because they feel like they got a better player. But you're still suiting up, or you got hurt during that year. It's kind of like workman's comp. Once you recover, they can cut you loose. At that point, they don't owe you any more money. Kind of like you. If you got hurt on the job there, the workman's comp, then you came back and then they felt like your work was subpar, they cut you loose. You're not guaranteed any money, even though you came to an agreement when you went to work there, how much he's getting paid, when, and any subsequent increases.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right.
As soon as you walk out of it, yeah, but damn, these players are getting paid for a year or two after they leave a team.
Right, guaranteed.
This is where a union works for you, I guess. What do you mean? It's like in, let's just talk about our industry. You know, UPS is one of the worst places to send stuff through. And I was in here last week. Our insurance agent was in doing our review, getting all our paperwork set for next year. And he said, the insurance company says, we are getting hammered with claims right now. I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah. He said, so much is disappearing through UPS right now.
Wow.
He said, we had this one place that was going through a hub. And these packages were disappearing. They have on film, those dudes got the, they figured out who was taking it. Okay? They know who was taking it.
They can't do anything about
UPS,
it?
UPS won't tell me who's taking my shit because he's protected by the union. We cannot divulge his name.
Wow.
Which then in turn eliminates me from being able to sue for recovery.
So it's basically on UPS to fire that individual.
Correct. Which they can't based on the way that their contract is with the union. I mean, unions have benefit. You know, unions have helped propel where a lot of people how they earn and the benefits they get in today's regular jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They did facilitate a lot of positive. But then the flip side is the unions themselves. I mean, here you have a known thief affecting how many people and how many stores out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think about it from, so who's making the payment? I'm paying my insurance company. The insurance company's having to pay me for the loss. Then they turn around the next year and they jack my rates. The only people it's costing is the insurance company and me as a store. UPS is off the hook either way.
Right, yeah.
But see, I had that same problem before, and UPS is the worst one for it. FedEx is better by far. FedEx is by far better.
Yeah, that's what we found. I mean, that's why we use FedEx. But, there's parts of the country, though, Eddie, where I hear it's, you know, oh, geez, why don't you guys send UPS? Because our fax driver, he's always, you know, not on time or doesn't show up some days. So you hear the other side, too.
No, I get it. And see, where we are, you know, with the way the labeling system and our pickup system works here, UPS is more convenient
mm-hmm.
here than FedEx is. I would prefer to use FedEx. And generally speaking, FedEx is more expensive mm-hmm. on the average. But no. But so to that same point, you know, that's where a union protects some a known problem is protected. Same thing with these guaranteed contracts. Same issue where this is where a union negotiates these things out and these players get paid stupid money for doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do I know? I'm just bitching. I don't have a guaranteed contract till my ass and do nothing again.
Yeah, it would work out nice. Well, look at Daniel Jones. He just got benched today, but he's still going to be earning his paycheck or getting his paycheck.
I don't understand why they even signed him to that contract.
That was pretty ridiculous.
I mean, but then again, there's a player that had tools taken away from him.
Well,
if Daniel Jones
with Barkley,
Yeah, but if Daniel Jones was getting paid $50 million a year, he would be getting benched.
Right.
Yeah, that's the sad thing when $30 million a year is throwaway money now.
I was going to say, I think he's close to 40, isn't he?
I don't know, but I'm just like, well, see, that's like Baker Mayfield. I'm not so sure Baker Mayfield's not the smartest cat in the room. He says, you know, I'm going to sign this 30, what is he getting, like $32 million a year or something?
For just a couple of years.
He's going to outperform. Yeah, but he's going to outperform his contract and says, hey, guys, you know, really? Maybe we should give me – and he's just going to – he's like, I'll let everybody else set the records. I'm just getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
But these contracts, the way they're being built now, I mean, it's like Tua. Jesus Christ. Yeah. What was it, a four-year extension, 255
million?
$255 million, I think 100 and – 160 or 180 of it was guaranteed.
Jeez.
You know, this is where teams are like, well, we cut him loose, we save, you know, $60 million.
And then, right, and then two or three games later, it's looking like the end of his career.
Yeah. Jeez. You know, and so, you know, I mean, that's what Kirk Cousins did. I mean, Kirk Cousins is really the reason a lot of these contracts are doing what they are. Kirk Cousins says, I want a fully guaranteed contract. Everybody says, no. Someone finally said, I'll guarantee your contract. What's the number? And he gave a number and said, we'll do that. Kirk Cousins never gets paid top dollar, but he gets paid a dollar he can get guaranteed.
Right.
Doesn't matter what he does. First year, here's your check, play the year out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not done that way, but might as well be. But, yeah. Kirk Cousins
is pretty sweet deal.
And Kirk Cousins had no problem playing under the franchise tag because he knew – after the second one, you know, it's going up exponentially, which then in turn, when he does go into the market and he does get a contract, everything can be based on his last contract.
Right. Yeah, I never understood why. I mean, I get that from the perspective of you potentially getting injured and then never playing again or, you know, then your value drops dramatically. But franchise tag, you're still getting paid the average of, what, the top three guys at your position? So you're getting top dollar for,
right.
You know, for that year that you're playing. But, I mean, I get
the biggest argument you hear is there's no long-term security.
Right.
It's what everybody calls a rental. You're there for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the big problem with that one. Again, as I understand it.
Right.
All right, well, I'm going to go to work. Work on my emerald cuts.
Yep, I am.
Let me know what you're
you.
Sending me and when.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Bye.